Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Life after the cattle collapse with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
2014 was a historically great year for the cow-calf end of our beef cattle business. Returns to cow-calf producers over $500 an animal. 2015 also looked mighty good for the first half of the year, but then came the cattle market collapse of August, September, and early October. Now, from a fundamental point of view, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that really not that much has changed between 2014 and 2015.
You know, before all of this happened, we were pretty tight on numbers, and we were starting that process of tightening up more by holding back females.
That's right. And those things really haven't changed. Feedlot placements the last 6 months or so has actually been significantly down from a year ago. The ones we had, we never seemed to move out of the feedlots. That's what created the problem. But, you know, underneath it all, even though feeder supplies are beginning to grow here in the last part of 2015, they'll grow some more in 2016. But balanced against that, herd expansion will continue. We'll be moderating, increased calf crops here in 2015 and 2016 with continued heifer retention. It's going to be a relatively slow process of rebuilding these feeder supplies where supplies really becomes an issue then from a price standpoint.
What do you see for the balance of the year into the first quarter of 16 then?
Well, you know, probably the next 2 or 3 weeks is the hardest thing to call compared to anything next year or the year beyond even, because we're in this transition right now. I think the next 2 weeks are really critical in terms of verifying whether or not we've cleaned up our mess right now. You know, beyond that, there are expectations of a significant rally in prices in the fourth quarter. Seasonally, we would expect that anyway, but certainly from what's happened recently, we would expect that. But we have the ability, particularly for the fed cattle level, to keep that from happening if we don't sort of do the job we need to do.
And Daryl Peel says if we take care of business, clean up these heavy cattle in this pipeline from the feedlots to the packing plant, then the last couple months of 2015 look pretty good, and that includes good profitability, almost record profitability for cow-calf producers.
And it's important to keep that perspective here, you know, and not get caught up in the panic of what's happened the last few weeks in particular for two reasons. One is, even with the amount we've taken off the prices, we're still at the second highest level ever in terms of expected cow-calf returns. And so that's one thing to keep in mind, and we will erode those, but we're going to stay at pretty good levels here for this year, next year, and then the year after that, more than likely. The other thing is that in the very short run sense, we probably are going to see a significant rally in these feeder cattle prices, including calf prices, here over the next 2 or 3 weeks. So I wouldn't panic right now if you're not in a situation where you have to sell. We're at mid-October right now, going into early November to mid-November. I think we could recover a significant amount of what was lost in late September and first half October.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Black Hereford Ranch's Cream of the Crop Sale, Monday, October 26th at 1 p.m. at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. The sale features 100-plus powerful future club calf producers and many promotable A1 sire prospects. This powerful offering of genetics has generated more champions and high sellers than any other herd side offering in the business. For more information, go to the website at www.blackherfordranch.com or call 580-983-0711, 580-983-0711.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.